Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to Sinfinians, to the second of our midweek Advent services. I've called this present series that we're running during the month of December Lockdown Heroes, and it's based on my experience during our first lockdown back in March. So in the summer months, I invited three people who had been a real encouragement in my spiritual life to share why faith or why Christmas is important to them. And at that point, we certainly didn't think that we would be live streaming our service in an empty church, and our first two speakers would be sending in a recording of their talk. But we're very grateful for the marvels of technology, and in particular, we're very grateful for those who operate it and who make our services possible. Later in our service this evening, I'll be welcoming our speaker, the Reverend Chris Bennett, who works in Beaver Parish, not far from here. I guess like many families, back in the first lockdown, in our household, we tried to establish routines for every day. So after a PE lesson with Joe Wicks, either myself or Vicky and the children would usually have assembly with Chris Bennett. And during that first lockdown, Chris started these wonderful candle videos each day to invite us all to pray for hope. And those videos for me were totally magical. They incorporated people and stories and poems and gardens and workplaces, and they were stories of hope and possibility. Chris is such a creative pioneer in ministry, and I think he's an absolutely brilliant communicator. And when he preached for us here in Sinfinians a few years ago, and he came to lunch in his Volkswagen camper van, my whole family fell in love with him. And unfortunately, we can't share food tonight, but I believe that we have a wonderful treat in store later, when we will hear from Chris as part of our service. We look forward this Sunday to return to in-church worship on Sunday with morning prayer at 11 o'clock and evening prayer at 7 o'clock. And as we begin our service this evening, we're going to focus our thoughts heavenwards, and we're going to hear our first hymn, See Amid the Winter Snow.
Born for us.
Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office, and you will see all the responses on your screen. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you. Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us from all sin, and in your love bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. And our evening psalm this evening will be read by alternate half verse as we read from Psalm 134. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands towards the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Bible reading this evening comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning to read at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Here ends our Bible reading. So it is my pleasure this evening to welcome to St. Finian someone who brought such hope and stability, such imagination and joy to our household through his daily candles. And you can watch Chris's daily candles yourself on the Beaver Parish website and Facebook page. And so it gives me delight to welcome to St. Finian's the Reverend Chris Bennett.
Hello, folks. It's great to be with you this evening, and big, big thanks to Jono for inviting me to chat with you for a couple of minutes. My name is Chris, and I'm currently working just a little bit further along the dual carriageway from you guys down at Beaver Parish. Although, if we have met before, it could well have been over a cup of coffee in the Duck Cafe, the Honesty Box Cafe down in Titanic Quarter, and you might have had to endure me yammering away about my great love for all things to do with the story of Titanic. Or if my voice sounds familiar, you might have heard me on the radio. Yes, I do have a face for radio. Occasionally I've been on early in the morning telling you all about my big trip. This time 2 years ago, my wife and I decided to fulfill the dream of a lifetime and travel the world for a full year. We packed up all our belongings in my Auntie Anne's spare room and hit the road in our camper van and traveled all around Europe and Scandinavia. And oh, many are the stories that could be told of that amazing trip, but that's for another day. What I want to talk to you about tonight is about the experience of coming home. This time last year, as Christmas was approaching last year, we had just recently arrived home. I had just recently started at Beaver Parish, and we did struggle with the landing a little bit. We had a bit of a bumpy landing, and for a long time we still felt very kind of disconnected and unsettled as we tried to get back to some semblance of normality after travelling footloose and fancy free for all that time. So when March this year hit, when the pandemic hit and all of the challenges and changes that came with it, we at that point still felt a little bit rootless. So what I want to tell you about now are my lockdown heroes, a group of the most unexpected people who became our community and our family and our lifeline through those days of lockdown. And it all happened because of something as simple as lighting a candle. Back in March, when the lockdown first became a reality and we really realised that we were all just going to have to lock our doors and hunker down and weather this as best as we could, I decided to start a little daily rhythm, a wee routine. It seemed like the days were very formless. You didn't know what day of the week it was or what time of the day it was. And so I tried to get into the habit of lighting a candle at exactly 6 o'clock every day. And then I thought, new as we were to Beaver, and much though we kind of still felt like there was a lot of people that we hadn't met yet, just thought, well, it would be worth just putting this out there that other people might like to join me. Other people might be looking for a wee sense of routine in the day as well. So feel free to join me. I'll be posting a little video on Facebook at 6 on the dot every day. And so for the first couple of days, I posted my wee video. My original thought was I would be able to find things on the internet every day to cheer people up. So I found things like the vicar that accidentally set himself on fire when he was trying to do an online service over in England somewhere.
Oh dear, I just caught fire. Oh my word.
Little things every day that will make us smile and make us laugh and give us a little bit of joy, which seemed to be in such short supply at that time, last kind of March, April. But then as the days went by, to my great, great surprise and delight, the stories started to come not just from surfing around on the internet and finding stories of strangers. The stories started to come from the Beaver Parish community. People started sending me videos of the day that they'd gone out for a bike ride, or of DIY jobs that they had done, or sending me pictures of their favourite Bible verses or their favourite poems. We started getting all of these incredible little contributions of just all the different ways that people were surviving lockdown and surviving 2020. One of the very first that arrived was from two of the kids in Beaver. Connor and Lydia sent me a little video about the fact that they were making rainbows to put in their windows. And at that point, I hadn't heard, none of us had heard about this great idea for kids to put rainbows in their window, but as it emerged, as I'm sure you all know, Connor and Lydia were at the forefront of a trend that soon spread to all of our windows and all of our front doors all across the country. Just all these lovely little quirky, colourful stories of the daily life of people during lockdown. And then we started getting videos from the people who were still out there working in the middle of it all. We got a tour of the local primary school. We got shown around a nursery school that's run by one of our parishioners. We even got to visit the local butchers. We also got videos sent in by people who were able to use their artistic skills and gifts during the lockdown. I love this one from Alex, who was able to use her sewing skills to turn old duvet covers into scrubs for the NHS. And we heard from Katie, who runs her own business making greetings cards, and got this huge order from the NHS to make these beautiful forget-me-not cards so that the healthcare workers who were caring for people with COVID-19 could write messages to all of their families who weren't able to visit.
These are going to be left blank. These are for another order for the NHS.
So that's just a few stories of a few of the candles. We could be here till the cows come home if I started telling you about all of them and all the different people who got involved. Because in the end, We ended up making 100 of them, 100 daily candles. From something that I thought would maybe last a few days or a few weeks at the most, it just seemed to gather this momentum as time went on. And more we got this little sense that there was a community, that even though these were people quite often that we hadn't physically met, and sometimes these videos were coming in from people that I wouldn't have known the name of them before the video came in. Isn't that incredible? It's people almost always who were from Beaver Parish or who had a connection from Beaver Parish, but this whole new family started to grow of people who I guess all had felt that little bit of disconnection and isolation at the start of the pandemic. So that by the time we reached number 100, the 100th candle just by fortunate coincidence came right at the end of June. And really that was the point at which the restrictions started to lighten, the doors started to open, restaurants and shops and cafes were starting to open, and the summer was coming, and so we felt that number 100 would just be the kind of perfect way to end it. And so for the last candle, we asked people to send in all their clips of all their different candles being lit all across the city and all across the world. As it turned out, some of our regular people turned out to be from Canada and a few of them from England. So we got all of these different people from all over the world. And for the 100th candle, we all met on Zoom and lit our candles at the same time and had this beautiful sense. Well, I'll show you a little bit of that 100th candle so you get, hopefully, a wee bit of a sense of just how emotional it was as it all came to a close. As we've gone from being scattered to being connected, and as we've gone from being alone in the dark to being together by candlelight. So my lockdown heroes are the people who just lifted their phones and many of them, for the first time ever, just made a wee video, took us on a tour, took us for a walk, showed us what they were cooking for dinner, or just did something simple and profound and heartfelt, reached out using the technology, the only thing really that was available to us at that point of time, reached out to create a new family, create a new community. And I'm not sure I can even begin to describe how much it meant to Susan and I to feel like we belonged, to move from that place of feeling so rootless and disconnected to feeling like we were really part of this big family. And for it to happen during that exact couple of months when we were physically all completely disconnected from one another, the amazing things that God does, the amazing things that the church does. There's a great Bill Hybels phrase. He says, there's nothing like the local church when the local church is working well. And just that experience of being swept away by the love and friendship and just the fun of that group of people who became part of the Daily Candle, that for us was the local church working well. So what has this all got to do with Christmas, I hear you ask? Well, to, again, our great surprise, having joyfully and triumphantly reached number 100 of the Daily Candles, we found there were still more stories to tell. There were still more people who wanted to send in videos and send in poems and send in tours. And there's loads of stuff still happening. So the Daily Candle, for the whole of the summer and the autumn, became the weekly candle, and we still kept doing the same thing, just every Sunday night rather than every night at 6 o'clock. And the weekly candles now have been going on for weeks and weeks. And then we thought, as Christmas was approaching and as December was approaching and as the nights were getting darker, And as the lockdown happened again, we thought, do you know what? I want to do this daily again. And I reckon there are enough stories to tell to do it daily again. And so since the start of Advent, since Sunday a week ago, we have been back to the daily candle, except it's now called the Advent candle. And instead of telling stories of lockdown life, we tell stories of our favourite Christmas carols. And so every day we've got somebody different explaining why a particular carol or even just a particular line from a carol just brings the whole Christmas story completely alive for them. And it's incredible, again, hearing all these different voices, these different perspectives. You hear and notice lines in carols and images and meanings that you would never have noticed yourself. And so there you go. In a year where we couldn't physically see each other, two people at least felt more connected, more loved, more part of a community than we ever had before. And in a year where we can't sing Christmas carols, I am finding that I am loving and appreciating and learning from them more than I can ever remember doing in any previous years. No matter how much I loved standing and singing at the top of my voice, this has brought them alive to me in a whole new way. So in all kinds of ways, for all of the compromises and difficulties and challenges of this year, it's been amazing to see the way that that God has used all of these lockdown heroes, all of these people who have become part of this candle community, to bring such blessing and hope and light.
Thank you so much to Chris for sharing with us this evening. Let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all ministers of the church, and we continue to pray for our friends in Foundation Church and our neighbours in Beaver Parish this evening, and for all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for peace throughout the world and for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for those who hate us as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for refugees and prisoners, and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all sick people, for the sorrowful and the dying. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. Let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And so before we come to a little time when we are going to pray in silence, let's pray especially this evening for all who are in hospital. Let's pray for all who are awaiting surgery and all who are recovering from surgery. Let's pray for our health service this evening and for all who will be involved in the coming days and weeks and months in the rolling out of the vaccination programme. And we give thanks this evening that that programme has now begun. We also want to pray especially for people's safety right around our province and our land as restrictions are lifted at the end of this week and we prepare to gather more freely in different places over the coming weeks. We pray for sanity and common sense to prevail and for people to be careful. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now we just want to take a few quiet moments to bring before the Lord those who are particularly in our hearts and in our minds, those who are seeking light in their darkness and hope in their troubled souls. So let's just bring to God any who are particularly in our thoughts and on our minds this evening. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And our special collect prayer for this season of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we pray together our common collect. Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world, and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And may the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us and keep us. Amen. Our closing hymn this evening is a hymn that speaks of the light of God's love shining in the darkness. Lord, the light of your love is shining.